Have you ever heard of fairy shrimp? Until recently, I hadn't. So to learn about the teeny tiny crustacean, I turned to Jason Nichols. He's Education and Research Director at Mequon Nature Preserve. It's located at the southern edge of Ozaukee County. Nichols says, picture the kind of shrimp some people love to eat, just way smaller, an inch long, tops.
They're anywhere from a pink to a brown to a green. I think it kind of depends upon what they're feeding on.
And fellow pond dwellers feed on them. That includes everything from ducks and beetles,
dragonfly larvae, and damselfly larvae, and crayfish.
In search of this tiny piece of a delicate food web, we hike to a small parcel within the 450-acre preserve called Pat's Pond. Nichols says don't let its unassuming name or diminutive size deceive you.
This is by far our best woods. We know they never tried to farm. They never tilled up the soil.
Farmers started tilling everything around it as far back as 1870. But this area remained untouched, maybe because it was so soggy during the critical growing season.
Only a little 5-acre, 6-acre woods. It has over 140 native species of plants.
We enter a sea of towering trees. Below, sprinklings of mayapples and graceful white blossoms called bloodroot pop out of the earth. Our destination, the pond where fairy shrimp thrived, swallows the lower trunks of yet more trees. Nichols gives one simple instruction.
Don't fall in.
Then the big, gentle bear of a man deftly wades in, net in hand, on the watch for an unsuspecting fairy shrimp. Within seconds, he scoops a dainty creature into his net.
So there's your little fairy shrimp.
Oh my goodness.
They really are pretty.
That's a what?
Female, you can see the egg sacs at the back.
I was lucky to see one in the flesh on my visit last week. Fairy shrimp season is short, starting late winter at the earliest, and stretching into just about this time of year. Nichols says when water temperatures reach 65 degrees,
fairy shrimp come to the end of their life cycle, and then the water daphnia kind of take their place in the food chain.
But the shrimp are not really gone. Tens of thousands of their eggs lay at the bottom of Pat's Pond. Nichols says they partially develop before pausing.
Through like a suspended animation.
Until early next spring.
Get a little influx of melting snow or rain, perks them up, and they're up, they're breeding.
But such a delicate ecosystem can't be that simple, right? Nichols says fairy shrimp thrive here because this pond is ephemeral. By late summer, it dries up. But for the last 2 years, that hasn't happened.
And that's because all these trees that you see in the water are ash trees.
Ash trees that have fallen victim to an invasive species called the emerald ash borer. When the trees were alive and well, they soaked up a ton of pond water.
So you see 100, 200 trees in the water. They're not taking that massive amount of water out. And so now we're seeing changes in the vegetation that need more full sun.
To add to his worries, Nichols says a neighboring wetland contains fish. If Pat's Pond grows rather than remaining ephemeral, fish could take up residence here.
Now, it's a ways from there to here, but if they were to get in here, that would drastically alter the food web inside this tiny little pond.
Nichols says the slow-swimming fairy shrimp would be no match to hungry fish. Work is underway to try to prevent the ecosystem standoff. Crews have strategically removed dead ash trees, and other species will take their place. Nichols hopes they fill in the canopy quickly enough to preserve this place for all of its creatures. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
Some anemone coming in.
Is that, what is this?
One of the cherries.